This Sunday, if I may, I would like to begin this homily with the following questions. Does Jesus have authority in my life? To what extent do his words have an impact in the way I live and the way I behave? A couple of weeks ago, I had the gift to visit my family in Colombia. While I was there one day, the president of the country declared that in a matter of hours, the main cities in Colombia, including mine, would be entering a complete lockdown for 4 days. The national lockdown there was so strict that if people were caught leaving home without a very good excuse, the police would charge them with a monetary penalty that is as high as a Colombian monthly wage. This reality made me question the impact that some people in authority can have in our lives to the point of completely altering the way we live, as I witnessed for 4 days in my native country. Now, Jesus Christ is God, and as such, his authority is far greater than that of any president of any nation. If that is what we believe, do I then allow his words and commands to have an impact in my life that is proportionate to his authority as Lord and God? In the gospel for today, the people that heard Jesus preach were astonished at his authority. And even the demons knew who the one in charge was. We, of course, would agree that Christ is the one in charge, that he is king and sovereign. And today we are invited to enthrone him again in our hearts and to give him the place that he deserves. To give Jesus the power, the place of authority and power in my life, however, can be and will be a life-changing decision. It will transform everything. The way we see the world, the way we look at others, and even the way we look at ourselves. It will change the way we speak and the way we behave. It is an all-encompassing decision, and it is called Christianity. The life we have chosen to live and the life that we choose every Sunday when we say, I believe in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is not an easy life, and I myself fall short sometimes in recognizing the Lord's authority and following his commands. It is easier to stay at home for 4 days compared to having to turn your right cheek to the one that strikes you on the left, or to forgive 70 times 7, or to love your enemies as much as you love your friends. Yet, that is what the Lord has commanded us to do, among a few other things. And we should follow his commands if we truly proclaim him Lord and Savior of our lives. Today, brothers and sisters, I invite us to take a look at our lives and ask, who is the one in charge here? To whom have I given all power and authority in my life? If it is Jesus, then let us hear his words and harden not our hearts. It is worth it. As Pope Benedict XVI said one day, do not be afraid of Christ. He takes nothing away, and he gives you everything. When we give ourselves to him, we receive 100-fold.